The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, and indeed we're live. Kind of interesting day, kind of ups and downs, and clouds are out there, but nevertheless, it's still a very lovely day to get out and walk around. I have a program to you that is kind of a follow-up and one that I think is extremely important, one that you need to know about, particularly in the world of this crazy viral pattern that everybody's trying to scare us about. It's called COVID, right? Well, COVID is a It's a viral pattern just like every other virus. And this time of the year, whether you have this virus, whether you have a cold, which is a coronavirus, whether you have another viral pattern. And by the way, there's several out there right now, and they are screaming at high levels. So we're see the surge of all kinds of things. The problem is that you can be exposed to many different types of viral patterns, as you should be to build your immune system, and they show up. It's kind of similar, and some things are very different. Those of you who have been listening to the program have heard me talk about a way of not only protecting but also handling a lot of different viral patterns. We've talked about protecting through vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C and other natural herbal products. But we've also talked and touched upon a product out of the southern part of this country. It's a plant. It's called the oleander plant. And many people go, oh, my God, it's deadly. Well, yeah, it is, but it's not as deadly when it's used in very, very minor extract. It actually stimulates the body's immunological responses to handle different types of, guess what, viral patterns of many different sorts and kinds. A few weeks back, or maybe it's a month or so now, I had a gentleman on with me. His name is Andrew Whitney, and he is the vice director of a very interesting company called Phoenix Biotechnology. And I'd like to welcome Andrew again. Andrew, welcome back.
Hello, Tom. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Well, you know what? The things that you guys are doing and the company is really moving in a lot of different directions. You developed a product. And what I'd like to do and ask you is, you know, to give a little background insight in, on this product. And then I want to get into what's going on now. We've gone from a treatment portion of a straight up diluted substance now it's available in homeopathic that our listeners can actually get their hands on. But let's talk about how did this all come about to begin with. So, you know, what do our listeners need to know about this? Where did it start? How did it evolve over a period of time? And then we'll go from there.
So as you said, I'm the vice chairman of Phoenix Biotechnology, and we're a San Antonio, Texas company. You can find our website at phoenixbiotechnology.com. That's all one word, where you can read about all sorts of things we've been doing. Our company has been researching this particular plant, Nerium oleander, the oleander plant, for years. And during that time, we've built up a tremendous amount of scientific plant than anyone else on Earth. And our ability to extract efficiently from that plant is unparalleled. And we've taken a number of extracts out of that plant that we have used for a variety of therapeutic purposes. We were particularly interested in cancer therapies to begin with. That's still a line of intense research at our company. But then we made important discoveries about the antiviral properties of certain plant extracts. And it's in connection with that, Tom, that you and I have spoken before, and I'm pleased to say, as you mentioned in your intro, that we've now launched a homeopathic formulation of a product for countering what we would describe as flu-like symptoms about those sorts of treatments. But nevertheless, that is now available at myoleander.com website.
Well, we're going to get into that specifically. It's an amazing product. We've been interested in it at arm's length, working with Phoenix Biotechnology now for multiple months. And it's been interesting. You know, the original product, we've connected Phoenix with some of our patients who have tested positive for a lot of different things, including COVID, including viral elements of other types, including herpes and hepatitis and so forth. And what's amazing, in every case, we've seen significant shifts backed up by laboratory testing. The tests have come back either completely negative 2 to 4 weeks later, 6 weeks later, or at least dramatically diminutive, to the place where they've gone down 75%, and you know there's an argument to continue to go with it. We know this coronavirus and any other virus takes over, particularly when vitamin D level and zinc levels are low in the body. So there's, you know, there's a long-term supportive pattern as well. But you know, as herbal products now are out there, and we have this fight, this is me talking more than anything else. We have this fight going on between Big Pharma and the nutraceutical corporations on the planet. But when you start looking at the impact of this, but this product, this, oleander, which, you know, we saw on, you know, the counterpoints were that it could kill you. You know, the oleander plant can cause a heart attack and so forth. Sure, if you grab the hold of the stem of the stupid thing and you put it in your mouth, you got a problem. But in diluted portions going down to what we call a 10X or a 12X or a 4X, as this product is now being put forth with, is extremely immunologically stimulatory to the place where people are resolving the problem. So let's talk a little bit about what have you seen? What has the company seen with the utilization of this? How many patients have that you're aware of have been treated? And I hope it's a fair question to you. We've been treated for coronavirus with this oleander extract, from docs reporting, you know, that they've used it, they've sent their patients and so forth. What's the outcome?
So I think if I could start on the safety point, Tom, just to follow on from your lead in there. I think from a safety standpoint, we've made it, we've already gone through human safety clinical trials phase 1 and 2 on this. That's proven to be, you know, very successful. And we saw safe levels all the way up to 16 times the current dosage in those FDA trials. Now that was for, a cancer therapy application, but, nevertheless, it's still the same molecule. So we've seen that. We've got multiple lab toxicology analyses that have been done on this, and we continue to build up safety data along those lines. In terms of the anecdotal studies that have been carried out so far, there was one study carried out in Texas of 76 people where we saw 100% efficacy, zero side effects, and even statistically valid proof of prophylaxis. So, you know, the FDA is aware of all of that. That hasn't yet been published. You know, now we have an increasing array of testimonials of people who have used the product and found it to be highly beneficial along the types of lines that, that you suggested, during your comments. So, you know, and I should also add that, you know, I take the product every day and have done so for about 8 months now. Most of us at the company do as well. Our families are all on it. You know, we're very much believers in our own product. So if there were safety concerns about anything like that, then, you know, obviously we wouldn't be doing that, would we? So the point is, you know, we know this is a safe product. We think it's a very effective product. We are, however, highly constrained in terms of specific claims that we're allowed to make about it. But at the same time, you know, if other people want to talk about their experience with a product, they're perfectly at liberty to do that.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the preventive portion of it, because that's what you're alluding to right now. And it's extremely impactful when it comes to that, as well as treatment. And the experience that we've had reported back to us, the people that we've sent to the company and have picked up the product that have been sick, we have been very gratified with the outcome. They've turned them around in many different situations, as I said early on in the program. So we're, you know, we're excited about that. Andrew Whitney, my guest on the program today. He is the co-director of Phoenix Biotechnology out of Phoenix, Arizona. Is that right?
And actually, San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. How did you end up in San Antonio? But we'll talk about that besides that later on. We're talking about an amazing product, something that we've seen that has been very effective in turning people's lives around with a lot of different viral patterns, not only COVID, which we've seen it work, at least it's been reported to us that it's worked well with no side effects. And, you know, the plant itself is called Nerium oleander, and it's grown out of the southern portion of this country all over the place, extremely impactful. And in the dosages that we're talking about, homeopathic level, there's absolutely no side effect. Our number here is 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. If you'd like to ask Andrew a question or have anything else on your mind, please give us a call. Andrew, real quickly, obviously, I know that you've tried to get this product as a first line implementation into this fight that we have with COVID and so forth. And you've run up against obstacles like so many other things that do work. What's the push way? Why, if something is this effective and you have the data, obviously, I mean, you have hundreds of cases. Why is there such a pushback on the oleander product?
It's an interesting one, Tom, and we've been in the system since March when we first contacted the FDA and said, look, you know, we've got something terrific here that we believe works. Remember, we'd already done the work on the cancer therapy at that point. So we'd already gone through human safety trials, clinical trials, phase one and two, and established the safety of the product. We then we were fortunate enough to work with the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston, who were the first guys in the country to sequence COVID-19. We had an opportunity to test there where we ended up seeing a 20,000-fold reduction in viral infectivity within 24
wow.
hours,
wow.
which is, you know, remarkable. That's in vitro. But if we took the human safety trials that had already happened, we knew it was safe in humans, and we took the lab data from the in vitro tests at UTMB, we believe we had something really compelling there. So we approached the FDA. And essentially, we've been stuck in that process since March, which is increasingly frustrating when you know you've got something that's, you know, that essentially works. So we've had to jump through the hoops. The president took an interest in it in mid-July, and the press picked up on that and attempted to suggest that we were subverting the process, which is ridiculous because we'd been in that process, dotting I's, crossing T's, and jumping through hoops since March. And obviously, we can document all of this. And he took an interest and said, well, why haven't you been given a test? And, you know, we can only speculate as to why. But there's some resistance in terms of giving us a hospital test, which is quite frustrating. Regardless, you know, unperturbed, we continue to push forward. And, so now that we've released the homeopathic version of the product, that at least gives people access to it, and the response has been remarkable.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We're coming up to a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to jump back in where we left off. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. My guest in studio, Andrew Whitney. We're going to fill you in with some things that you need to know about. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are, as we always are every Sunday, bringing you the most intimate information on natural and integrative therapeutics. My guest today in studio, Andrew Whitney. He is the co-director of an amazing group company out of the South, and it's called Phoenix Biotechnology, and they have produced a product called an oleander extract, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. It seems to have a tremendous impact on any kind of viral pattern. In our experience, the people that we've referred to the company with all kinds of viral entities, COVID and other coronavirus, as well as viruses like, you know, herpes and the like, have, in our experience, every one of them have turned around with some very happy people. And as Andrew said, that they're using it preventatively as well. Andrew, welcome back to the program. Let's pick up where we left off and talk a little bit about, you know, the impact of this stuff with people and viral patterns and so forth. But more importantly, knowing that we do that, that this has had an impact, why is it that it's not being first line of defense, particularly when homeopathics have no side effects? I mean, there's really nothing that you can point a finger and say, we have a problem here, but there's a huge push away. I have my opinion because it doesn't fit the model. The model is this is inexpensive and turns things around very quickly. And drug companies cannot own a natural product. They cannot copyright it. They cannot trademark it. So that's me saying that. I'll let you run with it from that point.
Well, Tom, I appreciate that. It's tricky because, you know, obviously we're somewhat constrained in terms of what we can say, given where we are in the FDA process at the moment. But we have an increasingly growing raft of testimonials and experience from people who have had access to the product. And it's been incredibly positive. We have no side effects whatsoever. And a whole ton of very happy people, as you say. So it does beg a belief when you see this one-sided, you know, kind of media approach. Initially when we saw what happened to the hydroxychloroquine conversation, you know, that was one data point. But now you see it with pretty much any alternative cure that comes out there or alternative proposition. People, you know, the media complex doesn't even get as far as analyzing the results or looking at the facts. They just pile straight into the cure canceling. If anybody in our case actually looked at the facts, they would see it's already gone through phase one and two human clinical trials. It's safe. And yet this one-way invective where they continue to ramble on about oleander being a poisonous plant, it's just absurd. I mean, by the same token, nutmeg, alcohol, water, if you have enough of it, there's so many things that surround us, Botox, chemotherapy. I could go on and on and on for pages, the things that are toxic if you don't take them in the right dosage. But nevertheless, they're all tremendously beneficial if taken correctly. Well, this is no exception. And as I said, we've already gone through human safety clinical trials, phase one and two. So the safety argument is a bust. It's completely fatuous. And yet this media complex obsesses over it because it's all about cure canceling is essentially where it boils down to. And the public at large is being herded towards this vaccine destination. We all know why that is. So it's a highly problematic manifestation of a problem in society at large is that I don't think we have a media anymore. I think it's a propaganda apparatus and it serves certain interests.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. None whatsoever. When irrational and non-judgmental human sits back and looks at this environment relative to what's going on and what's being purported, it's one that breeds fear, and fear ultimately allows control. And when control is put into place, you can direct anything you want. And, you know, there's an interesting article, which I have a copy of, and I have it in the audio version as well, where Mr. Gates made a comment. He said, if you use vaccines properly, you can decrease the population of the planet by 12% to 15%. We won't get into that, but who says that kind of that nonsense unless there's a ultimate plan? My opinion, again, this is nothing more than my drawing conclusions off of information I'm sure other people have as well. But when you have a product like this oleander extract that has shown efficacy, and you know, we may or may not get into it, there's a high level official that has taken this, was just diagnosed with COVID and turned himself around within a very short period of time. We may touch on that when we come back in the second part of the program. But this is an amazing opportunity for people to really learn and start saying, hey, what's going on here? You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. We're coming up to break. Don't go away. We have a tremendous amount of data for you. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday, the same old time on the Eastern Seaboard. My guest today, Andrew Whitney. He's the vice chairman and director of amazing company known as Phoenix Bio, biotechnology that is producing a product that is blowing my mind since we've been introduced to it about 8 months ago, 9 months ago. And what are we talking about? We're talking about an extract of a plant out of the South called the oleander plant. Beautiful flower, but straight up, the problem with the plant is that can cause some serious situations. But in homeopathic levels and extracted levels, it has a significant impact on all viral conditions, all viral patterns, including this crazy coronavirus, this COVID-19. And by the way, when I say coronavirus, understand something. Coronavirus patterns are flus and colds of all kind, not just COVID-19. So when you look at the news and you hear the talking heads report that the coronavirus levels are going up, the other thing they're not telling you is that that's across the board, and it's 100%, not just this, but many other things as well. I want to remind you of a couple of things before I get back to Andrew, is that don't forget that the Rozelle Center has a couple of things available for you. One is the Air Tamer. The Air Tamer is a little device you wear around your neck, and it's a high performance personal air purifier, and it knocks out 99% of all viruses from the air within 20 minutes. And it goes after bacterium, it goes after smoke, it goes after VOC levels and so forth. We have the opportunity to offer it to you from the company and through the holidays at a 20% discount. Also, those of you who are out at Core Concepts by Rozelle out in the Ashburn area. So go online, go to rozellecare.com. Go to the iStore. And the other thing is that we are offering, as we have now for quite some time, the COVID antibody test, the IgG and IgM antibody test. You need to just call our office, 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell our staff that you'd like to register to get that done. Now's the time. Know where you stand, and we'll give you, you know, other things that you can do. But more importantly, right now, more than anything else, wouldn't you like to have a product that not only can help prevent something, but also turn it around? We're talking about a product, and this is something from our observation that seems to stop viral patterns, and particularly this COVID pattern in its tracks. And it doesn't kill it. It stops the replication of the virus. It stops it from growing. So in effect, it kills itself. Andrew, let's move forward, because, you know, there was a very high level official that just recently got ill. And I know that Phoenix Biologicals was able to get the product to him and seemed to have a significant impact in his recovery.
Yes, indeed, Tom. We were very fortunate to have been able to help Dr. Ben Carson, Secretary Ben Carson, when he caught COVID. He had a number of very positive things to say about his experience with the product, which was terrific. He does have some other comorbidities that are his own personal business, so we don't like to talk about, we don't presume to talk about all of those sorts of things. But we were tremendously honored to have had the opportunity to help Secretary Carson, and he said some very nice things about our product, which was very, very, very kind of him. One of the things, Tom, that he did a Facebook post about it, and I think he got 85,000 comments on the topic, and a number of those people on there, because he didn't specifically mention it by name when he first took it. A number of the people on the thread were quite upset that, you know, what are these remarkable, powerful therapeutics that it seems members of government have got access to and us regular folk don't. But, you know, obviously Secretary Carson can't be out there advocating for, you know, individual commercial companies without looking like he's, you know, without it looking inappropriate. So that's the reason he was being circumspect. But the point is, the product is available to everyone, and it's right out there on the website. You can go and buy it, you know, www.myoleander.com. And it is there, and we want people to have access to the product.
You know, this has been fascinating to me, because we've engaged a group of doctors in our network to begin to report back on their patients who have utilized the product. And we're getting nothing but positive taps from this thing. It's incredibly impactful. But when you have something, you know, in my world, when you can prevent something or not, you know, kill something and you're allowing the body to do its own thing, which this is exactly what this product does. It allows the body to take over because the viral pattern at that point can't duplicate itself. So if it can't duplicate itself, it can't grow exponentially. It can have a suppression impact on the system. It can't get into the cellular structures and do the damage that this COVID virus is doing to so many people. But at the end of the day, from our point of view, utilizing a product like Oleander as part of a treatment protocol, when you know that it works, and more importantly, there's no side effects to it, is unbelievable. We touched a little bit on the fact that you've gone through multiple steps. You've gone through phase one, phase two, you know, with the FDA and so forth. But here we're at, we have an impact. And I suggested before that probably some of the blockhead that we're going through with this product is simply because of the fact that drug companies can't have an effect in their financial bottom line utilizing this, because literally what we've seen with two, maybe three bottles of this stuff, this homeopathic preparation, this 4X solution, the game's over, and it can be purchased now. You've made it public. People can pick it up online, and it's like $89. It's like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's nothing. So there's the profit margin's not there. So this, again, is me saying this. I think there's another agenda here, and there's, you know, there's manipulation behind the scene going on. My opinion, you know, and I think there's a lot of people that would agree with me with that. But let's talk a little bit more about this. Now, do people have to have a doctor's order, doctor's prescription now to purchase this, or can they buy it themselves?
No, sir. They can buy it themselves. It's easy to use, a few drops under the tongue. It's a sublingual administration, Tom, because as you know, you've got a lot of blood vessels under your tongue, and absorption is rapid and simple. So, so absolutely, you can just go to the website, punch in your address, and it'll show up. If you're feeling a bit under the weather, you can get expedited shipping for a few extra bucks. So it couldn't be simpler, and that's the way we've designed it. And there are now thousands of people who've gone there and are already benefiting from the product. So, yeah, whether you're feeling under the weather, or you're anticipating going to large crowded places where you feel like you might contract something that will subsequently make you feel under the weather, you could take this product and perhaps sidestep those sorts of problems. Obviously, I'm very limited in what I can say here.
You know, it's amazing to me that when there's so many things that are out there, and there's other immunological supportive products that people need to know about. You know, we've talked on the program over a period of months that, you know, people who have the greatest susceptibility to this are people who have low levels of vitamin D and zinc and so forth. But now we're taking this another level relative to preventive and actual impact. So I have a question. You know, if I wasn't on this side of the microphone and asking you these questions, and I was one of our listeners, I would simply say to you, how does this really work? How does this product work? You're making a claim that it stops the replication of the virus. But what do we really know about it? You said that it came back, you know, going back in the day, it started with application with cancers, and it made it, treatment of those cancers much more efficacious. But how does this thing, how do your scientists actually say this is actually affecting the viral pattern? What does it do? How could our listeners understand it?
Great question, Tom. So essentially what you're touching on is the area that scientists refer to as the method of action. How does it work? And so, as I say, we've got a fantastic scientific team at Phoenix who've been working on this for 25 years, and tremendously diligent guys who've worked with some of the best in the business. You know, we've had terrific research collaborations and work that's been done at places like MD Anderson, which is some of the best in the country, all the way through to US AMRID, the US Army's Infectious Disease Lab at Fort Detrick in Maryland. And so, you know, we've had these wonderful collaborations, UTMB that we've mentioned, and a whole bunch of others that are starting to work with us now. And we do the same thing internationally as well, I should add, Tom. So a great core scientific team at Phoenix, augmented by first-rate collaborations. We have, I think it's more than 22 published peer-reviewed papers out there now as a company. So all of, the things I'm talking to you about here are documented in peer-reviewed journals. Some of it with first-class institutions like UTMB and MD Anderson, as we've mentioned. In the course of all of that work, Tom, what we've found is that, we're aware of two particular aspects of functionality around the product that we have. One has to do with the envelope nature of some viruses. The other has to do with cellular entry, how viruses gain entry to the cell. So taking those in sort of reverse order or in order, envelope viruses, this is just for the benefit of some of your listeners who perhaps don't know this. I know there's a great many folk who are very experienced on these topics, but envelope viruses, for those that don't know, you're essentially talking about an RNA strand inside a glycoprotein wrapper. So what we've found in the course of a bunch of our research in places like MD Anderson, for example, is that when our compound is present, the virus is unable to make copies of itself with a complete viral envelope. So you find there's a missing glycoprotein in that viral envelope. So now the envelope isn't closed. So the copies the virus makes of itself are defective. And the point is, Tom, when a virus invades a cell, it essentially finds surface geometry on the surface of that cell that it can match up to. It injects its RNA strand into that cell. The RNA strand essentially takes over the cellular machinery for cellular duplication and starts cranking out copies of itself. So your cells are no longer doing the job they were supposed to be doing. Now, like a photocopier gone crazy, they're just cranking out copies of a virus. Those virus particles then, of course, go on to infect other cells. And this is why a virus affects the body so severely. The cells aren't doing the job they're supposed to do. They're just making copies of this virus now. So in our case, the viral copies are lacking a certain glycoprotein. We've seen that. And the other thing we've seen is that cellular entry is inhibited. And there's a mechanism of cellular entry called the sodium potassium ATPase pump. And that's essentially how a virus goes from being on the outside of a cell to the inside of a cell. Our compound inhibits that pump. Essentially one aspect of that process, our compound has a higher affinity for one of the molecules involved and mops them up essentially, thus inhibiting the process of cellular entry that relies on that molecular pathway. So from making it harder to get in the first place and making the copies defective of the virus, we're talking about a highly specific, in other words, focused purely on that virus proposition here. And we've actually documented this with detailed in vitro studies with very
Andrew, you got to hold your thought. We're coming up to a break. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're on a hard stop here. You're listening to Dr. Thomas Live. My guest is Andrew Whitney. We'll be right back and finish this thought process after these very important messages. Don't go away.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. This is a fascinating program. My guest today, Andrew Whitney. He is the co-director at Phoenix Biotechnology, and we're talking about an extract of the oleander plant, and it's in homeopathic form. I just want to quickly give everybody the website. It's myoleander.com, myoleander.com, and it's available publicly now on a homeopathic level. This is one that really has no serious adverse side effects. Like any other homeopathic problem that you use, many times it will make symptoms more prominent for a very short period of time as the body kicks in immunologically. The immune system kicks in and it wants to fight this stuff. So we go into, you know, I tell patients that the fever, the cough, the diarrhea and so forth often is your body's way of getting rid of things where it couldn't do it before. But anyway, Andrew, we're coming up to the last segment of the program. Pick up where you left off because we have so much data, so much information. We could talk another couple hours on this, but you know, let's finish up what we had and why this product is so effective.
Sure, thanks, Tom. Yeah, so we talked about the two methods of action we've identified. There's that missing glycoprotein that seems to render the particles, the progeny particles of virus, incomplete or ineffective. And then there's the inhibition of the sodium potassium ATPase pump on the cellular entry side. So we think that's the method of action. You know, one only has to look at the actual results to see, you know, whether there's efficacy there. And in the case of UTMB, we saw a 20,000-fold reduction in viral infectivity on average in the first 24 hours, 20,000 times less infective. I mean, that's data, that's lab data. And people could say, oh, well, it's not the same as human data and so forth. Well, we've got an increasingly large number of human anecdotal cases now where we see exactly the same thing. So, you know, we're working through that process. We'll get there in the end, but it's the same thing we've seen, exactly the same profile on the work we did on Marburg and Ebola, for example, at US AMRID, and the work we've done on other diseases with the likes of MD Anderson. So there's definitely something there. It's very exciting. And, you know, I do wish that the media would focus more on the actual results and the positive possibilities here and less on scaremongering about oleander plants and misplaced nonsense like that when we've already gone through human safety clinical trials. So it's important to maintain perspective. And the other thing everybody's got to be remindful of is in the last 9 months, you know, up until the recent hasty approval of remdesivir, which frankly, I don't think there are scientific merits for, that's my own personal opinion. There was not one single approved treatment, drug, cure, or other therapeutic after a 9-month effort led by the FDA with unlimited resources and unlimited power. I mean, people should be furious about that. And instead, what you've got are a bunch of people complaining mostly from the mainstream media about anybody that puts a potential proposition forward. There seems to be this obsession with cure cancelling rather than focusing on, okay, you know, there might be something here that could help people.
It could be.
People seem to think it's you know, yeah.
It's preventive. You know, we could go on and on with
any of those things.
This is, you know, in the spring, as you know or may not know, I'll be delivering a paper to the American Chiropractic Association Council of Nutrition, about 300 doctors, on this product and its effectiveness. We're at the end of the program. Unfortunately, my guest today is an outstanding human being and director of a company that is putting out a product that we all need to be aware of. Go to myoleander.com, check it out, and send us any notes and information that you'd like us to answer to. We're happy to do that for you. We'll see you next week, and we do this simply for one reason, as we love you all. See you then. Bye.